The Love Life Podcast by Jacqueline Hellier. Time to nourish your love. A behind-the-scenes reflection on the magic of couples retreats. Over the years, I've watched hundreds of couples walk through the doors of my retreats. They come in carrying all kinds of things: tiredness, uncertainty, quiet hope, sometimes grief or disconnection. But very soon something shifts, something beautiful. There's laughter again, there's touching, curiosity, softness. They begin to see each other again, not just as co-parents or co-managers of life, but as lovers, as partners, as two people who chose each other. This is what happens when you give your relationship time, space, and sacred attention. Because let's be honest, life doesn't usually make that easy. Between work and kids and to-do lists, it's rare to have long uninterrupted time to just be together. Not talking logistics, not working things out. Just being. Connecting, feeling, loving. That's what a couples retreat is for. It's not a luxury, although yes, they are luxurious. It's not therapy, though it is deeply therapeutic. It's not a lecture, although you'll learn a lot. It's an invitation. An invitation to pause, to drop in, to remember. And it's incredibly real. We talk about what intimacy actually is, emotionally, physically, spiritually. We explore communication, attachment, conflict, connection. We talk about sex openly, honestly, and playfully. I teach a contemporary, grounded approach to Tantra, one that blends science and wisdom and makes sense in real life. There's time to be held, to be stretched, to ask questions you haven't had the words for before, to share desires you didn't know how to name, to rediscover the slow burn of erotic connection. Not just the peaks of sex, but the valleys, the subtle simmer that sustains passion over time. I watch couples go home with tools and language they didn't have before. I watch them carry a new quality in their connection, a felt sense of us that's stronger, safer, more playful, more alive. Some arrive troubled, others come simply because they value what they have and want to keep it thriving. Some are just curious. Everyone is welcome. This work is intimate, powerful, and yes, sacred. Every time I lead a retreat, I'm moved by the love I witness and I'm reminded why I do this work. Because relationships matter, love matters. And when two people are willing to meet each other fully, with presence and courage, it changes everything.